We're talking about your inner nerd, and I feel for all the nerds last night that were thoroughly disappointed. There was a few of them that texted in during Fork You. I feel your nerd pain. I actually did not do this last night, but I wanted to. I kind of forgot. We had Hope for the Holidays, and it was late and whatever. But this whole thing went down late last night. There was supposed to be a big meteor shower last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the unicorn something or other. And it was supposed to be these ones. I mean, they made it sound like you laid down on the ground and God threw stars at your face.
Yeah,
it was going to be, and they would just be all there. And all these different people are laying out on blankets at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning last night. And I guess it was a big fat dud. There was only a couple, and it wasn't.
So I went out. I heard it was between 11 and midnight, and I went out and stood there for like 20 minutes staring at the sky. There was clouds, but there were breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I stared and stared into these little holes in the clouds waiting for something. And there was nothing.
At least you were only there for 20 minutes. I've seen on Facebook people were there for full 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. I believe we were duped by the government. That's what happened here. It was a way that they used satellites to steal our ocular eye stuff. Because we were all looking at the sky and they scanned our eyeballs and they're going to turn us into eyeball-less robots of some kind.
Wow,
yeah,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, like, they're going to get into our iPhones and see our nudes. And I just this is all very scary. But I'm an astrology guy too. I like the stars.
Yes,
I like the constellations, all those things. So I felt your inner nerd pain last night. But I think everybody has something that they're just, man, you're a dork.
Yeah,
you're straight up nerd about everything. And I know because she's the coolest cat in the room. I'm throwing this over to Monica Brooks first because I feel like you got some inner nerd over there.
When it comes to bands, anything relating to high school bands like Color Guard. Okay. Instruments, I get hyped up for that. Yes,
really?
Yeah, I do.
You can't take Color Guard and me not think of Zach saying his patio umbrella.
Shady for that. Why you gotta bring that back up?
I love that shade. Yeah, because Monica was in the Color Guard, so they do all this flocking, is what it's called.
Flocking, yes.
They got the big flags.
Zach said it, not
right,
me.
And what she was arguing is that Color Guard is a sport.
It is.
And it is not. I'm sorry.
We're not even.
We don't have time.
We're not even.
We don't have time.
Right. Because we didn't open up that.
I'm glad you stopped me.
My band, I was just my band go director.
It does not mean it's not a sport, but yes, there are physical activities to it. But she claimed, because when you raise that flag and you're moving this
there's
and the other
weights
thing,
in the flag.
You're right. And I said, okay, well, under that justification, if I move my patio umbrella, that's a sport.
Because I can't see it.
It's heavy.
Wrong.
It's got the wind. You know, all
I can't
of that.
But
stuff.
You're not doing a dance and performing.
Yeah.
No.
You don't know that.
You're not talking.
Mm-hmm. We don't have time.
All right, so do you like look up other competitions all over the place and like watch videos and stuff, or you pay attention?
I watch videos. I enjoy watching people. Like we hosted the Growing the Future talent show in Christiansburg.
It's a growing, and not the groin future.
Oh, which is it's been a long night. It was a long
growing
night.
Growing the future.
Growing the Future talent show. So, lots of people playing the piano. And, I'm just into seeing that.
Musical
just
instruments,
anything
all
like
of that.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's your inner nerd,
excited,
which is good. 52353. Smell like it. Did you have a little nerd something?
So, and this is actual nerd stuff here, which is contradictory to everything I've ever done in my life. I don't like video games, but there's one that I do play. It's called Tag Pro. Where you're a little ball.
I'm Googling.
On the screen. Yeah, you can play it right now. You're a little ball and it's Capture the Flag.
Okay.
But it's a tiny little Capture the Flag game, and I'm playing with teenagers from all over the world with the live chat in my ear. So I'm talking to them. We've created teams. There's a league and we actually play competitive tag.
Wow.
Look how nerdy this game looks, Monica.
Okay,
Monica, what are your thoughts?
Oh, that's seating at the Berglund Center.
It does. It looks like a seating chart for an arena if you look at the game.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Fantastic. And then here's Smelly Cat playing with all these kids. And I know your intentions are pure, but every single one of their parents is like, who's the creepster? Like, what's going on
here? Who is the guy online?
Right, but look at this all come together because you can play this little game, Capture the Flag, and a flag lady over here can run with it. I've got the flag. Flock you.